Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were learning the sugya of makif and nikif, and we saw the Rei Tosfos, and then we in the Rei Tosfos, what we saw was that even according to the Adah, where the nikif is a bar chiyuv, even if the makif is not a bar chiyuv, the makif is still chayiv. Rav Ada holds that if the nikif isn't a bar chiyuv, then the makif is off the hook. But if the nikif is a bar chiyuv, even if the makif is not, he's chayiv. So we were learning the ha'aris of Reina Rabbeinu, Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. So he said, I have a problem with this Tosfos, and yesh lodun bezeh, v'naktim kama hanachos. So what we saw was that as the Gra explained, the Rambam in Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Aleph, Perek Gimel Chasev Halacha Hey, says that if you put Kalayim on your friend, if the friend was a Katner Shegeg, the Malbish is Chayiv. And if the person was a Mezid, an adult was amazed, then the Malbish doesn't get Malchus. He's only over in the Fnei B'Sot in the time he has a coin. So it all depends on whether the person was Shegeg or amazed. If he was Shegeg, and the person doing it to him gets the Malchus, and if he was amazed, then the person doesn't. The Rosh argues, and he says, no, it doesn't matter whether they got Shegeg or amazed. The person doing it to him, the Malbish and the Metame, is only over in the Fnei Iver, the one Metame the coin. But the din of Makif is different than Malbish and Metame, because the makif is also, even if the nikif is mazid. We see in the Brais and makis and the chof on the base, echad a nikif, echad a makif. It doesn't matter if the nikif is mazid. By kalayim and tumah, the issue is on the loivish and on the nitma. Just if he doesn't get it, then it's transferred over to the person who does it to him. Meaning if he's not mazid, then the person who was mazid gets the malchus. By makif, he's over because of the maisa akafa, and not because of the nikif. So memela, it doesn't matter where the nikif is, shegeg or mezid, the makif gets malchus, and that's the biul divrei agora. And that was a muchach l'shitas Rashi, that it's an independent din. So the first hanocha that we have to know is that the makif and nikif are independent dinim. Rashi says, by Rova, Makif la'atzmai, Shtei Malkios, for the Makif, for the Nikif, because they're two independent Isurim. It's the Barachad, the Isur Atzmai. Also, we saw that by Makif, you can be Machayev because of two Inyanim. One, mitzad the Makif, which is a independent issue, as we just said, and also where the nikif is a shogeg or a katan, mitzat chiyuva the nikif, like kalayim betumah, dafkar avada bar ahava, the gzeres hakosov, that if the nikif is not chayiv, then the makif also isn't chayiv. Hekesh nikif, makif, the nikif. But according to Rav Huna, we pass in like, and we can say that there's a chiyuv and a makif, that's the issur of the nikif, it's not going to be double malkios, makif is a katan. So the Rambam doesn't subscribe to that, but as we spoke about in the previous year, but there's still going to be, there are two reasons to be Mechayev the Makif. One, so it's the Makif's independent Isser, and two, because of the Isser of the Nikif. That's why the Makif is going to be Chayev. And not that a woman is Ptur of Makif, as Isha is Hakotin, So it's true that we learn that she's Ptura b'din makif, the iskish lenikif. So a woman doesn't have a din nikif, she also doesn't have a din makif. What about when she does it to a katan? Then she should be chayav al tzlichiv of the katan. Does it matter that she's Ptura m'din nikif? Is the chiv of the katan? The answer is, as we explained, that we learn nikif from makif. The woman has no iser makif. The woman also has no iser nikif. Meaning if she's not going to be mischai about the iser of the katan, the iser nikif. Being when she's makif the ish or the katan, the woman isn't going to be off the hook. Because she's got no iser, she's not going to get their iser. She has no iser makif, she's no iser nikif, wherever it comes from. She's p'tura midin nikif herself. Then we're makish nik makif the nikif. She's out pater also. She does the hakafa. And then she's also vaiter. She's not going to be chayav out their nikif because just like she's pater out her makif, she's pater out their nikif. Okay, so that's the summary of what we learned in the previous shi'ul. Now that we say in the Sugin Bav Metzia, that where the shliach is a bar chiyuva, then mechayvin on the mishaleach, where the shliach is a bar chiyuv, we obligate the sender. When the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, when mechayv the mishaleach, what did Ravina say? Ravina said, when the shliach is a bar chiyuv, mechayev the shliach. When the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, mechayev the mishaleach. As nerada hainu dafka, heichad yisa lachef tzada aveira. Ela da shliach hainu mischayev. So that's only when there's a chef tzada aveira. Just the shliach is not guilty of this chef tzada aveira, is not mischayev in this chef tzada aveira. When do we say when the shliach is not a bar chiyuv? When mechayev the mishaleach? When there's a chevtze d'aveira, there has to be some element of sin. Just the shliach doesn't get the sin. Where the maisa that's musa is aser, just the shliach is not musar. But when the maisa that's musa is aser, but by the shliach, it's a maise heter. B'zev vade lo shaych chal shi yischayv midin shlichus. That we should say that the iser should be chal on the maise mitzad mishaleach, because the asiyah of the shliach is mutter. There's no mitzius of aveira. When is a chefzid aveira, just the shliach is a mischayev? So then you can pass that on to the mishaleach. Where the shliach, by the shliach, it's a maise heter, there's not going to be chiyuv, you know, chiyuv midin shlichus. But we should say that the yisr should be chal on the maise mitzad mishaleach. Because the asiyah of the shliach is permitted. And there's no mitzius of aveira. We see this in Kedushin 43a. That Shammai and Zokain is Moide. That even though Yeshliach Advar Aver, if somebody says to his friend, go eat Chaylev for me, the Meshaleach isn't Chayev, because Zenenev Zemeschayev lo Amrinan. We don't say that one person gets Hanan, another person gets Mischayev. So the Chiyuv is Mitzad Nene. And that's a Milsa Begufoy. There's no Shlichus there. No Shlichus for a Milsa Begufoy. They're putting on tefillin, etc. There's no Shlichus in Hana. Lechora Kashe. Shere Midevrei Tosfot, Shavuot V'Nazir, שהזכרנו, שכתבו, דהבלה לגמרא, גמרא של סדר נפקא מינה, we saw in the Tosfos. גמרא של סדר נפקא מינה, בבא מציעא. What would be a nafka mina between Ravina and Rav Sami? That Ravina said that it's all talui if the shlich is a bar chiyuva, then he gets the aver. Shlich is not a bar chiyuva, then the mishlech gets the aver. Rav Sami said that it's talui in whether or not he has choice to do it. Ibay avid loy by lo avid. He has choice. As ma anachnu omrim. Anachnu omrim shehu shliach chayav. And if not, it goes to mishaleach. So why don't we say nafka mina between them when he says to a nachri, akif li gadol. He says to a goy, do hakafa for him and a gadol. So according to Rav Sami, he has choice. There's no shlich. According to Ravina, the guy isn't a archiyuva. So let the person doing it get the aver. Get the person sending him get the aver. Mishalech is going to be mischayev. Avi nafka mina. That's what Tosfos said. Wow, why is the Gemara saying such a nafka mina? So you see from this, but gam ba'akum shaych ha'shlichus b'chai gavni l'gabi avera. You see, everyone asks, how does an akum have shlichus? Akum has no shlichus. But you see that even by an akum, there's shlichus l'gabi avera. And we have to say that we learn from shlichus of a geneva b'chatzer. If somebody's chutzer is his shliach to do a geneva for him. So too, a guy is shaykh in the shlichus for avera. And we're not memayed a guy from the shlichus la avera, mitam deina b'nei bris. It's not learned from truma. From truma, we don't have to be b'nei bris, but that's not shlichus la avera. Akoponim muchach kein b'taisvis. We see from Tosfos, shegam ba'akum shaycha shlichus b'chai gavna l'gabi avera. It is a concept that a goy can be a shlich d'var avera. Do hakof on a gadol. Ulefize, b'Yisrael she'omar l'nochri, lech echol chelev, yischai v'mishaleach. If a Jew tells a goy, go eat chelev, the mishaleach is going to be chayev. Why? Came in the shliach, lav bal chiyuvahu. Since the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, if a Jew tells a guy, eat chaylev, the sender should be chayev because the shliach is not a bar chiyuv. So why don't we say no? The Mishalech is in Chayiv, because then Anna Vizem is Chayiv Lo Amrina. You can't say that the Goy is getting Hana and the Jew is Mischayiv. Zen Anna Vizem is Chayiv Lo Amrina. So, even though the Goy isn't a Bar Chiyuvan, there should be Shlichus, but now with regard to the Hana. So that's all according to Shammai. So that's all. Even Shammai holds that way. That Zen and of Zem is Chayv Lo Amrina. But it's Pashut, even without coming on to Zen and of Zem is Chayv Lo Amrina, Lo Shaykh is Chayv Zem Idin Shlichus. Because the mice of the goy is a mice of heter gomel. He's a lot eat chaylev. And there's no iser mitam shlichus. She'ad rabim. Kevin shalek a klal mice iser. Then you're not talking about shlichus. How's the shlichus going to be chal? There's no ma'ase yisur. Came the lack of klal ma'ase yisur. Then you're matach l'shul. So what if error is there? He's doing a ma'ase head there. For the goy, it's completely mutter. What do we say before? That if for the person doing it, it's mutter, there's no shlichus. Right? It's an aver to eat chaylev, but not for the goy. So if the person doing it, there's no avera, there's no shlichus. So when a kohen says to Israel, Tzeva kadish li'isha grusha, marry a divorcee on my behalf. So what's the issur? The issur is taking the grusha for the kohen. There's an issur there. There you can have shlichus, because in the end the grusha is getting, the kohen's getting his grusha, which is usur. But if there's no ma'ase isur involved, there's no shlichus. Is it baruch? Ume'ata. So now we have to understand. Be'ish, when a man says to a woman, akfili katan. When a man says to a woman, I want you to round the sides of the head of the katan. But we say in the Gemara in Bav Mitzia that the shlich is not a bar chiyuv. And the mishalech is chayav. Ma pitom the mishalech should be chayav. A woman is not b'isra kofa. V'hamaisim muteretz ba'atzmusa. The woman isn't included in the isra hakofa. So when she does this hakofa to the katan, there's no avera being done here. There should be no shlichus, because the ma'aseh kazeh is mutter be'atzim be'isha. So how can the Gemara say there's shlichus here? So what appears follows that we saw shitas harambam that if one is malbish is chaveroi kilayim, if the cotton, if the loybish was a cotton, the malbish, the one who puts it on him, is gets malchus. And we explained that hu adin l'nyan makif, that the makif is going to get the issur of the nikif. So we can say that that's what the Gemara is talking about. Since there was an inyan of issur done by kafei tel cotton, like by mabush flying with time of the coin cotton, the oise is going to be mischayev be issur shel anifo. The one who does it is mischayev because of the one he did it to. Just like if you're malbish kalayim on somebody, you get their aveira if they're shogeg. So too, when you do a kof on somebody who's not chayev, then you get their aveira, the one who does it. The oiseh, the one who does it, is mischayev b'isur shel anifal, is mischayev in the yisur of the one to whom it was done. Aye, but a woman. A woman is p'tura me'isur makif. A woman is p'tura me'isur makif. But there's still a chefze v'isur nikif. Umitzat shlichus, kevin the shliach lav bar chiyuvahu, mischayev ha-mishaleach. Since the shliach is a bar chiyuv, the mishaleach is mischayev. The shliach is not a bar chiyuv, the mishaleach is mischayev. In other words, you have a chefza disura po. If there's no chefza disura here to start with, it's nothing to talk about. There's no shlichus. But if you have a chefza disura, just we have a reason that we're pattering the person doing it, that is now going to be transferred to the mishalech. So where's the chefze di yisura here? The chefze di yisura is on the nikif. And who gets the chefze di yisura of the nikif? The makif, the woman. But she's not mischayev. So what do we do with this chefze di yisura? We pass it on to the mishalech. That's the Gemara that says that the mishalech is chayev when a man says to a woman, akfili katan. There's a chefze di yisura out of the nikif. The woman can't get it. And Ramela, we give it to the Mishaleach. But what about the Isser Makif Batz Musay? A woman is permitted lechatchila lahakif, afilu l'gado. So her Maisa Kof, it's not a Chef Tzidisur at all. No Chef Tzidisur, then there's no Shlichus. There's going to be no Shlichus. Because there's no Shlichus when the Maisa is a Maisa Heter. There's only going to be shlichus mitzad the nikif, mitzad the chafzad the isur of the nikif, but not of the makif. The makif is completely permitted. So again, this is like our yisod. The yisod is that when the maise is a maise heter, since there's no shlichus, he did what he's allowed to do. Who cares that for the mishalech it was an aver? For the shlich, there was a maise heter. But if there is a chafzad the isura, just we don't give it to the Shliach, and the Mishaleach gets it. So even though the Maisa might be a Maisa Isser for the Mishaleach, but if, as far as the Shliach goes, it's a Maisa Heter, there's going to be no Shlichus. Only if it's a Maisa Isser, there's a Chefta Disur over here, and you don't give it to the Mishaleh, to the Shliach, so then you give it to the Mishaleh. And therefore, Akfi Likatan, as far as the Nikif is concerned, there's a Chefta Disur. Just the woman doesn't get it, so you give it to the Mishaleh. But as far as Makif goes, completely it's a Maisa Heter, there's no Shlichus.